As we start to think of heading home for the holidays, our story today, a greatest hit called Welcome Home. The young son had gone to San Francisco, but he was out of money, out of friends, out of options. He'd hit bottom and was at wit's end. This lost son wrote a letter home to his parents living in the Seattle area. He wrote, "Dear Mom and Dad, I have sinned deeply against you. I have sinned against you and I have sinned against God, and I'm not worthy to be called your son. There's no reason for you to love me or welcome me back home. I'm at the bottom of the barrel. I need to come back home. I hope that you would welcome me. I've been given a ticket for a train, a ticket to get me back to Seattle. The train comes past our farm south of Seattle. The train comes around the bend right past our farmhouse. If you want me to come home, please put a white towel on the clothesline out in the backyard near the tracks. I'll then know that you want me to come back. If there's no towel there, I understand. I'll understand it's not right for me to come back home." The young man sent the letter. He got on the train and started heading north. As he came closer and closer to home, he became more nervous inside, and he was pacing up and down the center aisle of the train. As the train came yet closer and closer to his farmhouse, he couldn't bear it anymore. He was momentarily sitting next to a man, and he said to him, "Sir, around this next corner, this next bend, there's going to be a farmhouse on the left, a white house with an old red barn behind it, a dilapidated fence. There'll be a clothesline in the backyard. Would you do me a favor and look and see if there's a white towel hanging on the clothesline? I know it sounds peculiar, but I can't bear to look." Well, the train came closer and closer to the bend and started to go around the bend, and the young man's heart was racing as fast as it could. Then the man said, "Look, look, look, open your eyes." The whole clothesline was covered with white towels. The oak trees were covered with white sheets. The barn roof was covered with sheets. The old dilapidated fence was covered with white sheets. There were sheets everywhere. Luke 15:20, "And he arose and came to his father. But while he was yet at a distance, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and embraced him and kissed him." Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.